Today's Avos Maseches is Bava Metzia Dav Lamed Tes. At the close of Amud Beis, we learn the story of a wealthy, powerful man called Mari Bar Isak. He had a brother. He didn't know about this brother. The brother comes, he visits him from a faraway land and asks for half the Yerusha, half the inherited property from their father's land, which Mari was living on. And Mari said he doesn't know him. Who are you? You show up, you say you're my brother. So they went to Rav Chista. He said that Mari was right and required the so-called brother. You got to bring witnesses. You got to bring Edim. Prove that you're the true brother. You're coming. You're claiming. You have to prove it. Mari, as noted, was a tough guy, and the brother's witnesses were scared. They didn't want to get beaten up. They didn't intimidate it. Who knows? They were afraid. So Rav Chista required Mari, you're going to be the one to prove that he is not your brother. So in the end of the story, two witnesses came forward and confirmed and verified that indeed, this man claiming to be Mari's brother was in fact Mari's brother. Now he claimed half the land, which had orchards and gardens planted there. Mari had put in all this investment. Bottom line was that if in a Yerusha land, if in such a property, the older brother enhances the land, they split the profit with the younger sons. But since Mari didn't know and he invested a lot of money, he gets reimbursed only if the brother was an adult. But in this case, in fact, he was younger. In Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Sivav, and Reish Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, these halachot are brought down that if a man is on his property and someone shows up claiming to be his brother, split the land, and the owner says, I don't recognize you. So the halacha is, he is believed. Filu sheyatza kol sheish lo ach medina tayam. Even in the scenario where there's a rumor that's going around that he has a brother overseas, we see, therefore, that one who is claiming rights to a Yerusha, to a piece of inherited land, needs to bring clear evidence in his favor. What would be the halacha if a person come forward with one witness, circumstantial evidence, or official government documents, or maybe proof using DNA, which we discussed recently? Regarding the power of Eid Echad, the power of one witness, so the Gemara and Ksuvas and the Rambam discussed this in the past, hold that it is enough to help a woman get remarried. This is Rambam in Hilchos Nachalos. So a woman who's in need, her husband's gone away, never came back, we never heard from him, we don't know what the story is. You can have one witness come forward and give testimony that the husband's no longer alive. She can get remarried, but that can't be used for inheritance purposes. The Rama brings v'lo moridim karov liyerusha al pi eid echad. That's the halacha the Rama brings we don't use in order to gift the inheritance land using just the evidence based on one witness. However, the poskim point out that if the edut is about identification of the inheritors, of the yorshim, that would be a different case. One witness would indeed be sufficient. Regarding DNA, we noted already when it comes to the level of identifying marks, we discussed it in the discussions in the second parak about missing items, missing objects, and so on, what DNA is considered, seen by many, as we pointed out, Siman Muvhak Biyoter has a very high level of accuracy, a very high level of being a unique distinguishing mark and feature, and could be used to establish family ties for inheritance. Lastly, regarding official government documents, that two people are brothers, is this sufficient as evidence? The Shas Tshuvas Rashba writes that there is ne'emanut, we can rely and trust on what he calls Sifrei Ha'arachi. These are Gentile records in the court. And this is codified by the Rama, that it's permissible to use such to prove lineage, to prove relationship. And the Sma comments, Perush, Krach Shalem, Shekotvim Bo Kol Davar Habalifnem Kenahu Gam Ken Bizmaneinu, Amrinu Bo Gamkein lo mara nafshayin alichto bosheker. These are government, official governments. No one's going to have the chutzpah to write a lie in such a document. Moshe as well, and he goes, Moshe confirms the lists brought in cities are considered birur gadol ke'edim. He says they stand as clarity on the level of testimony. And this would include in the discussion official death certificates, even an obituary in the paper. The lacha could recognize these as well.